Hello, welcome to the podcast for Freelance Chi, issue 10 for December 19th, 2014. So I've taken the advice from several of the previous articles around like productized consulting and building processes and systems and stuff like that. And actually yesterday I delivered my first productized consulting service to a client, which it's kind of, you know, productized consulting service. It's like a big old awkward phrase to say, but the idea is I'm kind of testing out the service with previous clients and leads that I've talked to while I'm working out the kinks. But it's really nice to kind of, you know, learn a little bit about a topic, about something, and then actually apply it to my business. You know, I think it's been about a month from when I kind of first had the inkling of an idea, read up on it, and actually, you know, I'm delivering it to clients now. And I think that's important. You know, you can read, you can listen, you can learn all day long, but until you actually go out and apply something that you learned and start doing stuff, you're not actually improving. You're just basically accumulating knowledge, which in the long term, it might help you, but it's, you know, it's a lot better just to go out and actually take action on things. So you might already be winding down for the holiday break, but if you could take one piece of advice in this next week and put that advice into action, I mean, it doesn't matter how big, how small it is, just find at least one thing and, you know, take action on it. I think that'd be a great thing to do to kind of close out the year. And if you do, let me know how it went, you know, any kind of results or anything about it. I mean, I'd be interested to hear. So let's get into the articles. So the first one this week is how to thank your clients and get more business. Most freelancers I know, they'll thank their clients, like especially like right after like a contract signed or they get paid, or like, you know, just in like the closing of an email, but it's very, you know, it's very offhanded, like very like, oh, thanks. I've experimented with kind of going above and beyond with clients. In fact, one of them, I actually like used a service to mail them like brownies. And I think another one I used like mail them cookies, but I haven't really made a system out of it and went above and beyond for them. But it's actually something I've been thinking about, probably the last month or so, just trying to do a little bit here and there to stand out. This article by the Freelancers Union has some really interesting ways to kind of to go above and beyond, to actually thank your clients. And I would recommend don't just do this, you know, during December, during like the holiday season where everyone's doing it, but, you know, make this part of your regular process and do it with, you know, every client, every, you know, major interaction, every success that they have. So most companies have some kind of annual performance review or like a 360 for their employees. The whole point of it is to kind of give their employees feedback on how they did over the past 12 months or 6 months or 3 months, however long it's been since the last one. And it's also kind of give them an idea of like where the employee can grow into in the next year. When you run your own business, you kind of have to allocate time to do this yourself. So Catherine Wood has a kind of a really easy way to give yourself your own performance review. And I think you can take that to kind of guide the growth, your own growth for both your business and for yourself over the next year. So if you're just getting started freelancing, you need to restart your business. Having a day-to-day guide to kind of get you started on a path to success is a great thing. You really don't want to waste your time, especially at the very beginning, doing things that don't matter. In my book, I talk about how you can get started freelancing and I give you a 30-day plan to get started from. I want to do this. I want to start all the way to, you know, you have a business that's going and potentially clients that you're working for. In my process documentation, I have a list of questions that I ask clients during the sales process to kind of figure out, are we a good fit, and to kind of get more details about them, their business, and if they have projects and stuff like that. Some of those come out in the actual emails I send. So like I'll send like qualifying emails to see, is there a budget? Is there deadlines? What are they looking for? And then some of the other ones come out through what I call my intro call, which is where it's like a kind of a getting to know you introduction of between me, the client, and any other major stakeholders they have. But I have this big list that I use, and, you know, depending on, you know, what kind of details the client gives me, and depending on how they're answering questions, both in email for my my qualifying questions, and then also during the call, I'll pick from the list and say like, okay, well, I need to ask them a few more here and there. In an article by Nathan Powell called 10 Questions to Ask in Your Next Client Interview, he gives some really good ones to kind of find the deeper reasons why a client wants a project. And I'm actually going to steal, I think it was about half of them, and put them into my, you know, my questions bank to start using with clients. Because especially the deeper ones, the deeper you can get into and probe of, you know, why is this project even, why does this one exist? Why do you want this thing? That's going to get you a lot better response and potentially help you better fit your service and your solution to the problem the client has. So it's the end of the year now. So it's, you know, the very beginnings of tax season. My accountant's actually pretty proactive, and she reaches out 3, 4, maybe 5 times a year to kind of check in, see if there's any kind of adjustments we need to make to my estimated taxes. And, you know, if we need to kind of move money around just to kind of lessen the tax burden. Her update in December is actually kind of tricky because, you know, between the holidays, between, you know, some people taking vacation, all that stuff, that kind of makes it really hard to make some kind of final adjustments, because especially for me, a lot of the purchases, a lot of the adjustments have to be done before the very end of the year, because I'm on a standard fiscal year. But if you don't have an accountant that's really proactive with this, or if you don't know taxes enough to understand, like, what can you deduct? What should you be doing in December to make, you know, your tax payment, your tax burdens less? There's an article on the Freelancers Union called Smart Tax Moves for the End of the Year. It goes into a couple of these that I think if you read it now, just to get in your head of like what you can start doing and, you know, in the next week or so, start, you know, using some of these so that you don't pay as much in the next few months. Then finally, on the Freelancer Show, we had Liam Veach on as a guest talking about Freelance Lift and a new book he wrote called Stop Thinking Like a Freelancer. He runs a freelancing agency, and the book is basically kind of an outcropping of that and what he learned growing it. I think it was over 2, 3, maybe 4 years he grossed somewhere around $1 million in revenue. So it's interesting. I haven't read the book yet, but I've heard from some other people who I really trust their opinions, and they said it's great. So it's actually on my reading list. I'm looking forward to reading it soon. Quick note in closing, I'm traveling next week, so there probably won't be a podcast. I'm going to do my best to get an email out so you have some, at least some resources to read. But there probably will not be a podcast, and I'll just pick it up the week after. That's it. I hope you enjoyed the resources and the links in this issue. Please let me know what you think, both of the newsletter and the podcast. You can either email me by replying to the newsletter or by sending me an email directly. It's edavis@littlestreamsoftware.com. Or you can just reply to me on Twitter. I'm edavis10, the number 10. And then I'll be back again next week with the latest news and resources for freelancers. Take care.